pour it out on a plate and shake the plate, it'll kind of shake, and you put it on bread.
Yeah, that's jello.
Now, suppose, we have, in town, in the schoolyard, there are different crowds of boys, different bunches of boys around, and you knew which boys had, some boys had thrown a rock at a car or something. And you were pointing out to the school authorities which ones had done it. And they'd say, which boys did that? You'd point and you'd say,
well, I see. That boy with the red cap on there's the one.
Well, now, suppose it was a particular bunch of boys. You'd say, and they'd say, which boys did it? And you'd say,
well, I'd say it's that bunch over there.
Now, without using the word bunch, how would you say it?
Yeah. I could say them fellows over there.
I'd say, where's the barn? You'd point, you'd say, it's what?
It's out west there, the house.
Uh-huh. Suppose you didn't want to say west, you'd just say it's...
It's just outside there.
Ever say it's over yonder?
Yes, I might say that. But, that would prefer that it wasn't right here at
home. Okay. Oh, I see.
I have 3 or 4 barns on the place, and I've got one, if I'd say it was over yonder. And I've got one down the road here, I'd say it was down there.
Suppose you didn't hear what I said. You wanted me to repeat it. What would you say to me?
Well, I might say, I just didn't hear what you said.
Would you say something shorter?
I'd say that again.
Would you ever say, what's that?
Or what's that?
How's that?
Or how's that?
Either one?
Either one. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I have, two pencils here, and one has an eraser and the other doesn't have an eraser, and I say, which pencil is this?
I'd say the one with the eraser.